when you walk into the ring for the number one heavyweight of the world, you'll be ready, won't you? Why? Because I waited for 50 years to make you ready. You'll be able to spit nails, kid. Like the guy says, you're gonna eat lightning and you're gonna crap thunder. You're gonna become a very dangerous person.
Our show's name pays tribute to the Boer Trekkers of South Africa, who in 1838 soundly defeated 30,000 Zulus on the bank of the Nkomo River, thereafter called Blood River, from the water turning red with the blood of the slain. Miraculously, no Boer Trekker died and only three were wounded. Now your friend, Eddie Miller, will be your ambassador for tonight's show.
Well, good morning, good evening, good afternoon. All you precious Blood River Radio family members out there, it is so wonderful to have you here with us today. And you are listening to Blood River Radio. My name is Eddie the Bombardier Miller. And you know what? February is getting on out of here. People, it is, it's the 17th of February in the year of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, 2024. I can't believe that much time has gone by, but there's no name under the sun which man can be saved other than Jesus Christ. It's Jesus Christ plus nothing. I personally don't even believe that you need to be baptized. In fact, sometimes I think that baptism is used as an idol. It may seem strange, but I know that's an aside. But I think if you get baptized for the right reason, you know, but so many people think you have to do that. That's kind of an aside. But, you know, people, this is a Christian radio show, and we never do anything without saying a prayer. So, if you will, please bow your heads. Almighty Father, thank you for allowing me and my precious co-host, the bell cow herself, for surviving and being able to get in here to the studio today. Oh, Lord, if you will, please give us the intelligence, the wisdom, the strength, me and Sister Nancy, to put forth a product that represents God Almighty, that represents His Son Jesus, that helps us fight against the enemies of God, the enemies of Jesus, and Lord, they are growing stronger every day. Please, Lord, give us those things. Give us the will and the strength, and if you will, give us the tools in order to do the fight for you. And Lord, even if we can't win, at least once we get to heaven, we can at least look at you in the eyes, Lord, and we can say, yes, dear Father, Heavenly Father, we did try to do your work to the best of our ability. If you will, Lord, please continue to do that, and let us, we'll always give you the glory. I ask all this in Jesus' name, amen. People, tonight we have a lot to cover, and as you might, as you may remember, this is going to be the third installment of German Month. So naturally, we're honoring the land of Germany, the country of Germany, the German people, and we would like it for serving as kind of a memorial to way the international Judea tried everything humanly possible to stamp out, to exterminate every single German on the face of the earth. And they probably didn't miss the mark by too much. But also, people, I would also like to dedicate this show to someone. And I'm ashamed because we don't mention them enough. We're dedicating this program to the Germans in Germany, but also to our prisoners sitting and rotting in the jails in Charlottesville because of the Battle of Charlottesville. I'm really ashamed of our so-called patriots out there, our so-called alt-right. I'm really rethinking some of the organizations I belong to. I really am. There's just not any hardcore organizations out there. They never mention, you never mention anybody. You ever see anybody mentioning the prisoners in Charlottesville? Never. And to me, that's sickening. That could have been, and, you know, to make it personal, hell, if I was up there, who would mention me? And they're just forgotten. And I'm going to tell you what, there's an old adage that says, sit behind your desk and never go to sea. And someday you'll run the Queen's Navy. And that's the way it is, people. I found out that with the alt-right, and I'm so miserably sick and vomity sick of talking about the alt-right and all these wonderful organizations, but I really can't think of one really worth saving right now. They've all gone to the high grass since Charlottesville, one by one by one. And I think most of them are a mile wide and an inch deep. So, and I've told people this, and I'm going to say it. The only people I really trust 100% right now is the people on Blood River Radio, our crew. Dear Sister Belcal, Sister Monica, Brother Rand, and Brother Gene. The rest of them, I have serious doubts, folks. I really do. Maybe that's just bitter. Maybe that's just bitter grapes. I don't know. But like I said, I'm having a lot of soul searching right here. If you will, people, keep me in your prayers. I don't lose my edge and don't lose my fire, because sometimes I get tired of this. Sometimes I think it's an endless, useless battle. But for some of the, and mainly for some of the reasons I just mentioned. Well, anyway, people, I'll give you a quick. We have our big donor. But this, I say big, they're all big, but we always also give honor to the people who keep this place Blood River Radio on the air. It's the one and only Biscuit. Without him, there would be no Blood River Radio. But thank you so much, Biscuit. And I know Biscuit agrees with me. So many people in my group think, we got all these problems. So what we need to do, we're going to write another paper. We're going to publish another book. We're going to go to God only knows where and give one of these other cute little speeches. But we're going to become a perfume prince ahead of time. We're going to go take our bubble bath, make sure our head's polished, make sure we're shaved clean, put our suit on, and go out here and strut around like a peacock, like a perfume prince. But anyway. But I'm going to tell you what, and I'm going to get off of this right quick, like, because I'm wasting time. But the real action is in the street. And I'm ashamed of myself because I have not been in the street enough. So if you will, pray that I'll get my sorry ass off this chair and go out in the street like I used to do more. Anyway, I'm going to shut the hell up. Well, that we're going to bring Sister Nancy on, the bell cow herself. I hope I didn't take up too much of your time, Sister Bell Cow. Go ahead, Bell Cow.
No, you didn't, Eddie. I just want to do the weekly tarn feathering, and the ones that I want to call out for this week, they're three Republicans, they're all senators, who are calling for a war against Iran. That's Senator Tom Cotton of Arkansas, Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina, and that's stinking Senator John Cornyn of Texas, who wants to target Tehran, Iran. I wonder how they would feel if some arms and bombs landed around their homes. They wouldn't be so eager to start bombing other countries. They want those who want the citizens of Gaza to move out or die. Two of them, who our listeners are familiar with, Nikki Haley, the Sikh, from the Sikh family, the Hindu family, and Mike Pompeo, supposedly a big Christian, he was photographed or videoed dancing with Israeli soldiers. I guess they were celebrating how many innocent civilians they had killed that day. And Mike Pompeo loves to kill. He's always he's been a warmonger from the day one. Heroes on my list are all of those victims in the gulags, such as those from January the 6th, Charlottesville, Virginia, and the revisionists such as Matt Hale, Leslie Borey, and those close to us, such as formerly imprisoned Monica and her brother Alfred. At some point, we're probably going to come up to a break, but I have quite a few notes to report from the most recent edition of the American Free Press. One of them is going to be highlighted. Eddie and I spoke about it earlier, the fact that there are some of our leaders, big leaders, want us to go and fight and send our soldiers to fight and die in Israel.
That's right. Sister Nancy, tell them about that. Well, I think it was a 3-star Air Force general you mentioned. Tell them what he told the people in the speech that he gave in Israel.
Okay, yeah, I'd like to read directly from the American Free Press. It's just one paragraph. We might have to continue into the next segment. But Air Force Lieutenant General Richard Clark, who is one of the highest ranking military officers in the U.S. Armed Forces, told the Jerusalem Post that U.S. soldiers should prepare to die for Israel. End quote. We are ready to commit to the defense of Israel. And anytime we get involved in a...
Go ahead. Okay, well, okay, hang on, folks. You have got to hear this. We need to read that again. We'll be right back, folks. Do not leave.
Blood River Radio is the only news media in the United States whose sole purpose of being is to fight against the ever-rising tide of global white genocide, both soft and hard genocide, whether it is in the form of ethnic cleansing via the current massive invasion of non-white, non-Christian hordes that are overwhelming the once all-white nations of Western Europe, the United Kingdom, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, and the United States, or via the hard genocide in South Africa, where the rape, murder, and torture of whites is an ongoing daily occurrence. Though we are a Christian brotherhood, we will cooperate with other groups in our operations if it will shorten our people's casualty list. We further pledge to you to leave the radio studio at every opportunity and take it to our churches, to our universities, and most importantly, we promise to occupy the streets. However, none of our mission can succeed without funding. Please help us all that you can and donate to our cause by going to www.bloodriverradio.com.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues of the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas like this year's Buckaroo calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
This is a battle between truth and deceit, a battle between forces that would enslave this country in darkness and between a media that wants to present you with the truth.
We are being censored. America's news outlets no longer provide the truth. 90% of news outlets in the United States are controlled by 6 corporations. The mission of the Epoch Times is to chase the truth, to ground all statements in fact.
TheEpicTimes.com.
What we've got here is failure to communicate. Some men you just can't reach.
Dear Blood River Radio family, hang on. Hope you've got your asbestos underwear on. Because I tell you, I don't want to sound like an arrogant SOB, but I'm really pissed off today at our people. I don't know who I hate the most. Our slackers, our fakes, our fake people that are, you know, these people that are all symbolism and no substance. But anyway, let's go back to Sister Nancy. Sister Nancy, please read that again. Mr. Belkow, please read that again about that lieutenant, that Air Force Lieutenant General.
Yes, sir. What I wanted to point out to listeners also is there's quite a bit of interesting and valuable information in this week's American Free Press. Oddly enough, this one got to me fairly almost on time. But information that's in one paragraph. Air Force Lieutenant General Richard Clark, who is one of the highest ranking military officers in the U.S. Armed Forces, told the Jerusalem Post that U.S. soldiers should prepare to die for Israel. End quote, we are ready to commit to the defense of Israel. And anytime we get involved in a kinetic fight, there is always the risk that there will be casualties. But we accept that. As every conflict we train for and enter, There is always that possibility, end of quote, Clark told reporters. He also added that U.S. soldiers will likely be placed under Israeli commanders.
Damn.
End quote. At the end of the day, it is about the protection of Israel. And if there is a question in regard to how we will operate, the last vote will probably go to Zvika Hamovich, the head of IDF's Aerial Defense Division, end of quote, he said. So not only are we going to be sending our U.S. soldiers to die for Israel, they are going to be led by Israeli forces.
My God. You know what? I'm so glad that General came out and said, see, dear people, dear Southern Baptists, dear Judeo-Christians, Judeo-Christians, Christian Jews, whatever the hell you call yourself, what have we been telling you since there's been Blood River Radio? What have we been telling you since we've talked about the USS Liberty? That's what the stinking Jews did to USS Liberty. And now this, you're going to get your wish, Southern Baptist. You're going to get your wish, United Methodist. They're going to come get your sons, and they're going to get your daughters, and they're going to send them over to Jerusalem, Jewsville. They're going to go there, and they're going to have your little daughter. She's going to have her guts scattered all over creation. Your son's going to have his guts scattered. That's what we said, just like what happened to USS Liberty. And I'm going to say this again. You people deserve what's coming. I hope that when the next child, the next 20-year-old Marine, grunt, combat medic, airman that has his guts splattered all over creation, the one, and they put them in a plastic bag. I hope that it's some Judeo-Christian it happens to. God forbid it happens, but it's going to happen. The Air Force general just told you. We've been preaching that all along. Now, what that general said, they used to whisper behind closed doors with their stinking Jews, Jew supporters, the Jews that completely run the United States. They completely run. They completely run the Baptist Church. Thank you, Miss Lizzie. So you're going to get your wish. You're going to see your sons and your daughters with their bodies scraped up off the ground, slammed into a plastic bag, and sent back home to be thrown in a hole somewhere at 20 years old. But you wanted it. You've been pushing this all these years, you Jew-worshipping bastards, so you're going to get it. You really
Andy,
are.
I have
back
a question.
To you, Sister Nancy. Go ahead.
Well, if this statement were read in the from the pulpit, how would it affect the Zion-Christians? How would they accept this?
I predict they would jump up and cheer, and I predict that a certain amount of them would run to the recruiting offices, but there are a few slowly but surely would wake up. But you know what? When their precious little darlings come back home, you know, in these plastic bags, just like in the USS Liberty, and just like in Vietnam, in Korea, in World War II, when they start coming back home in droves, then a lot of them will probably wake up. But I predict to you that most of these stupid Judas goat, brainwashed, Satan, blinded by Satan, Judeo-Christians, I predict they will jump up and cheer for that. I don't get it. They have this almost a satanic, a maniacal worship of Jews in the outlaw state of Israel. Boy, I tell you what, that just works me up. I cannot, and you know what, sister? That used to be talked. It was common knowledge that was what was going on, but they never mentioned it out loud before. They would never dare. 30, 40 years ago, they would never dare put something like that in print where that could be gotten out to the public. But I guess we'll go on. What you got next, sister?
Well, I've got a couple of other things just from the American Free Press, and I know you've got something valuable. You wanted a video or audio, I'm sorry. But on page 4 of American Free Press, Now, this has been covered. There was something about this was actually on the television, the C-SPAN or something like that, where they were questioning what has been done about the bombers who were active January the 5th, putting up a pipe bomb outside of the Democratic National Center and also the Republican National Center in Washington, D.C. These pipe bombs were discovered on January the 6th, the day of the so-called insurrection, but it's also been covered up. Nobody has ever told us who planted these pipe bombs. There's a lot of questions about why the cover up. Of course, we probably, you know, it was an inside job. But on the American Free Press, they show a picture of a guy on a hoodie, with a hoodie on. He's at a bench looking at probably at his phone. They say he's the one who planted both of these bombs, these pipe bombs, on the 5th, and that when another person goes by on the 6th and notices them and reports it to the police and to the whatever security forces, Secret Service, that they practically continued eating their lunch and before they even checked it out. Tell me it was not done by our own people. If it was so dangerous, why did they eat their ham sandwich before they went and found out there was a pipe bomb?
It's laughable, isn't it, Sister Nancy? I mean, this stupidity is just off the scale. But you know what? I want to say something else. Before we leave what the Lieutenant General said, I got to say this one other thing. And I've told many a young, mushy-headed, going to be soldier this. If you were so stupid enough to go and obey carry out with that Lieutenant General the plan he has for you, you need to have your ass blown in too. You really do. You're going to go across over the seas, and you're going to sacrifice your life for the Antichrist Jews. That's what you need to have your butt blown off.
But I wanted to make that last comment before you left that, Sister Nancy. Go ahead.
Well, yes. That's kind of one of the issues that I think is again, questionable about these pipe bombs. You know, apparently they were legitimate pipe bombs. I guess they were. Maybe it was just all fake. But why did they go to the Republican and the Democratic headquarters to plant these? And it was an inside job. There's no doubt about that. Why have they not arrested this man? Why aren't they trying to find this man? You know, there's so many unanswered questions, but we're supposed to fall for it. We're supposed to say, well, I know there was a man out there who did that. I know our government doesn't lie to us, and they're trying to find this criminal. Ha, 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 ha.
And they're finding people that were in Washington, D.C. in the January 6th thing. And, you know, they're just the people that have hats on and sunglasses, and they'll track them down. They find them with no trouble whatsoever. You know, moving right along, unless you have something else, I was going to talk about, I listened to a very interesting clip from Chuck Baldwin. Chuck Baldwin was on, he was being interviewed by a great podcast, a great show, True News. And just to reiterate a couple of points he made, he said that the world has never seen a more brutal, more bloodthirsty, just an incredibly a satanic genocide is what's unfolding right now in Palestine. And we're talking about that. This goes right along with the I might as well say a Jewish general, the American Lieutenant General of the Air Force said. He talked about, like we didn't know, all these heavy weapons. Did you know he's talking about that this war being carried on, this genocide being carried on? Well, Sister Nancy, we'll have to go back to this when we come back to the break. People, hang on to your seats. This show is going so fast. Be right back.
your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA News, I'm Corey Myers. Ukraine has given Russia a win. Troops have withdrawn from the frontline city of Avdiivka to avoid being surrounded. Russia has been trying to capture the city for months. It's the most significant territorial gain for Russian forces since they took the eastern city of Bakhmut last May. The battle for the industrial hub has been one of the bloodiest of the two-year war. Russia, meanwhile, trying to develop a nuclear space weapon that would destroy satellites in orbit around the Earth with a massive energy wave. President Joe Biden reassured the American people.
There is no nuclear threat to the people of America or anywhere else in the world with what Russia is doing at the moment.
The technology being called a nuclear EMP, basically a pulse of electromagnetic energy and highly charged particles that would disrupt satellites, cell phones, TV, the internet, just about everything. The weapon is still being developed. Former President Donald Trump was very clear about how he feels about the order to pay over $350 million, as in the final verdict of his New York civil fraud trial.
Comes out of Biden. It's a witch hunt against his political opponent, the likes of which our country has never seen before.
His son Eric, also implicated, was baffled by the judgment.
You have a company like ours that had paid over $300 million in taxes to a city. My father built the skyline of New York City. And this is the thanks he gets?
The Trumps do plan on appealing that verdict, but sources say the former president and his co-defendants will likely need to come up with the full judgment of $355 million before they can move ahead with that. This is USA News.
Omaha Steaks is rewriting the book on burgers with an all-new handmade texture for the juiciest home-style burgers you've ever tasted. Their pure ground burgers are made from single cuts of real aged Omaha steaks. These are truly steaks on a bun. Filet mignon, ribeye, New York strip, sirloin, and even brisket burgers. Now is the time to experience the exclusive Burger Perfection Flight for just $79.99. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout to get an extra $20 off your order plus free shipping. You'll get four of each pure ground burger so you can sample all the steak on a bun greatness. These burgers are crafted for a juicier, more tender experience, making your mouth water with every single bite. Don't wait. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
Hello, friends. This is Jacob from Blood River Radio. We call the kings into account and tell the truth to shame the devil on this show every week because we are of the firm conviction that our cause cannot succeed without true revival amongst the remnant, amongst that principled minority of the dispossessed majority. Now is the time to stand and be counted, to do like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who would not bow down to the false idols of their day, even under pain of death. Like the 300 mighty men of valor who surrounded the Midianites with Gideon, or the 7,000 men that God told the prophet Elijah had not bowed their knees to Baal in a time when even calling fire down from heaven would not awaken our kinsmen from their slumber. If you are encouraged by our labors in the trenches for the kingdom and the cause of truth, liberty, and righteousness, I urge you to consider supporting this program. No donation is too small. We can do with thousands or even hundreds what our enemies and the powers and the principalities of this present darkness need tens of millions to do. So please donate today at BloodRiverRadio.com and help us take up the hedge and stand in the gap against the great evils of our time.
Looking for an IT partner that truly understands your needs? Managed IT Services is the answer. We meet with you regularly to discuss your goals and form a tailored technology plan. Our customers have called us a trusted advisor who delivers. When it comes to IT, we do it all. Firewalls, cloud storage, server migration, and more. Say goodbye to long-term contracts and hello to a team that earns your business month after month. Call 801-706-6980 now and let Managed IT Services transform your IT experience.
Have you ever had great honey? No, I mean really good, all-natural, raw honey. Well, now you can, thanks to localhoneyman.com. We can ship out our locally made honey all across the U.S. So don't worry, you won't miss out. Plus, Local Honeyman has so many different flavors, like Utah Wildflower, High Desert Delight, Happy Valley, and Blackberry, just to name a few. So purchase your delicious raw honey today at localhoneyman.com.
I'll tell you one thing that every good soldier knows. The only thing that counts in the end is power. Naked, merciless force!
Dear Blood River Radio family, I was just telling little Lizzie, a.k.a. Miss Teenage America, in the bell cow that I'm always thinking, I hope we have enough items to do a program. That come to find out we don't have near enough time, but I'm going to try to make this as fast as we can. I'm going to kind of skip over a lot of stuff, but I'm trying to get as many important news items that you need to know about, we need to know about as possible. Going back to Pastor Chuck Baldwin, he said it was the most brutal genocide ever in the history, modern history of the world. He said for 400 years, never doubt without this, and also to quote the head honcho of the IDF, who's retired. He said, none of this war that's been going on against the Palestinians, being perpetrated by the Jews, by Israel, it could not even got started without weapons. He said, all the weapons, all the munitions, all the equipment that they're using to kill thousands and thousands of innocent people over there, he said, these weapons come to the United States. Pastor Chuck Baldwin said, and I agree with him, he said, not only will Israel never recover from this, their reputation, the reputation of the Jews, what lifted my heart up, the vast majority of the college campuses in the United States, he said, have gone, they've turned against Israel, they've turned against Jews, and for good reason. And he said that not only that, and he said this, and that's what I'm going to say it. He said, the American evangelical community, Christian community, will never get over this. They will never recover from, not only are they giving their kind of their nodded tacit approval, they are cheering. The evangelical Christians in the United States of America, for most part, are cheering what's going on over there. And now they're even aiding. We're giving more weapons. They're saying, kill more innocent babies. Kill more Palestinians. Make the world safe for Judaism. Well, people, I think, and that I'm going to link that. I got to run down real quick. We're going to link this article with Pastor Chuck said. It goes directly into this, believe it or not, into this, this Sheriff Jones. From Butler County, Ohio, he gave a great. Go in and find him on YouTube. He gave a talk the other day. He called a press conference. He said the FBI director Ray met with the National Sheriff's Training Association. There's 3,300 sheriffs. 3,300 sheriffs in the United States of America. Biden refused to meet with the sheriffs. He refused to meet with the national police chiefs. He does not want to discover, he does not want to discuss border security. This is what the FBI director supposedly told the Sheriff's Association. He said he's seen more red flags for terrorist attacks than even a 9/11. But we know who was behind that. He talked about different bombings in two counties. It's funny. I've talked about that myself. I said if I was a terrorist in the United States, I would pick Memphis, Tennessee, one of the main targets. I'd knock out the bridge. I'd bomb the bridges. He talked about that. He said, and the FBI director told the sheriff, it's only a matter of time. He said this year. That there's going to be terrorist attacks. He's talked about how many, and I'm saying this with wink, wink, how many cells of Hamas and Hezbollah or in the United States of America. It could be them, but I'm saying wink, wink. It's probably going to be the NSA and the CIA that's probably doing these so-called terrorist attacks. He said on the southern border, they're going these people coming across thousands, millions and millions and millions. He said the number one group of people coming across the border from Red China of military age. He said, but these Hondurans and Mexicans going house to house, raping and killing people. If you don't come, they don't come out. If the people on the Texas and Arizona border don't come out of their house, he said they'll set their houses on fire. This has been being totally suppressed by the news media. He went on and he said that the grid system in the United States had been being attacked. I hadn't heard anything about this, but he was. He said that he also said that the Chinese, Red China, has safe houses in every state in the United States. I'm reading off these notes I made from that. He said that China, like what a shocker, that China has been sending in fentanyl, I'd say via Israel, into the United States. He said he's worried. What they're really worried about is them hitting their electricity grid, their water grids. He said, well, of course, without electricity, they can't pump water. You can't pump gasoline. You can't pump natural gas. You can't take care of the sewage systems. He said that the president would meet with him. He'd ask him to please God close the border and stop the drugs from coming in. Anyway, that was he said that they're training, that they're trying to get the National Sheriff's Association to train for multiple, not just one mass shooting, but multiple mass shootings. He's talking about how the citizens need to be armed with good weapons, because he said there's going to be street, house-to-house street fighting. He made it sound like, a road warrior, like the total breakdown of a society, like we're going to be having to fight in our own neighborhoods. And also, I'm going to switch to, before we run out of time, because I know Sister Nancy's got some other stuff. Well, I listened to a great audio from Rand Paul giving the breakdown of the situation in Ukraine and how the United States has gone broke. He said, the synopsis, we're going to have a clip we're going to play. Rand Paul said that every penny of the money raised from taxes goes to fund Medicaid, Medicare, Social Security, food stamps, and I believe the Pentagon. And after he said everything else, every other penny that comes from that has to be borrowed from Red China or printed. Therefore, like any, I won't have to tell you people, your audience are smart. So anytime you have to print money or borrow money, one of the things that it always causes is inflation. That's the nicest thing. A complete loss of the country was the worst thing. Anyway, but before Rand Paul did a much better job than I do, I would like to play that clip. And if it doesn't get through running, we'll just play it. We'll continue over to the second segment, and then we'll open it up for discussion. And Sister Nancy can finish up what we've got. I hope I'm not talking too fast, but we just got so much we want to cover, dear people. So if you will, Sister, if you will, Miss Teenage America, go ahead and roll that clip.
What we have here is a Ukraine first bill. This bill was never really about securing our border, but about securing another's country's border. What we have here is a failure of the elites of Washington on both sides of the aisle, the leadership in the Democrat Party, the leadership in the Republican Party. What we have here is a failure of these elites to understand that the American people want to put America first. 61% of Americans live from paycheck to paycheck, and they want to put Ukraine first. I want you to talk to your constituents at home, the ones who live paycheck to paycheck, and tell them why you're shipping $60 billion to Ukraine. This will be $170 billion. We have never before in the history of the United States flooded so much money into another country. 61% of our country lives paycheck to paycheck. 8 out of 10 families that make $50,000 or less don't have enough money to pay for their bills in 2 weeks if their check doesn't come. If they have one interruption in their family, one thing that sets them back, one unexpected expense, they don't have enough money to pay their bills, and you want to put Ukraine first. This is why the Democrat Party is losing the working man. This is why the Republicans have become the party of the working class. This is why many, if not most, members of the unions are now looking at Republicans, because we support the working man. We support the working women of America, and we recognize that they do not want to send their hard-earned money and taxes halfway across the world. What does their money go for? Do we know what they're doing with their money in Ukraine? Well, we do know that the money went to fund six fashion brands to go to the Paris Fashion Show. We do know that it's funding small businesses to sell ladies' handbags. We do know that it's paying for the salaries of 57,000 first responders. What about the first responders in our country? What about the people who get in an ambulance and have a $35,000 bill in our country? What?
Dear people, we'll go right back to that clip soon when we get back. I think it's dynamite, or I wouldn't have played a clip that long, but it's only about 4 or 5 minutes more. So be right back, folks.
Treasure your liberty? Well, at LovingLiberty.net, we most certainly do. And we want to help protect your liberty, too. Become part of the family. Everyone knows that the core of any society is the family. Therefore, the government should foster and protect the integrity of its family, we the people. Won't you join us as a Loving Liberty sponsor to help us promote the principles in the 5,000-year leap? Let's restore the miracle that changed the world at LovingLiberty.net.
As you are aware, America is divided over every fault line possible. This is intentionally fostered by those who do not love God, family, or country. We believe a peaceful future as a free people absolutely depends on civility. Clarion Call for Civility is looking for funding and volunteers at every level to make our hopes and efforts a reality. Please donate, sign our pledge, and help us in our sacred cause. Please visit callforcivility.com for more details. callforcivility.com.
This is Attorney Jason Rupp, General Counsel of the Knights Party based out of Harrison, Arkansas, and proud supporter of Blood River Radio. I, like you, am concerned about the destruction of our beloved America and our racial kindred people and our cherished liberties. As an individual and as a nation, liberty is what we seek. Liberty is important. It is what allows us to be independent, and if properly used, liberty allows us to fully worship God in all areas of life. And with that worship comes more liberty. We are on the verge of anarchy in this country, and personal liberty is looked upon as a crowning achievement of the people. However, Christianity and white law and order is viewed as the enemy of this newfound freedom, and that is why it is under attack. Learn more by listening to Blood River Radio every Saturday from 4 to 6 p.m.
Tell you something, boy, if I did give you power, you got nothing. Nobody gives you power. Real power is something you take.
Dear Blood River Radio audience, family, thank you for hanging out. Listen, every time you hear the word Ukraine, if you will, substitute the word Israel and Jew, because every dollar has been sent to Ukraine, you can bet your sweet butt that much and more being sent to Israel. And I'll tell you one other thing, too. Nothing can happen in this country or anywhere in the world, anywhere the United States is associated with it, without approval of the Jew. Our marching orders come from Israel. So you can when you hear the Ukraine, think Israel and Ukraine, Jew and Ukraine. So go ahead, sister. Miss Teenage America, finish rolling that clip, if you will.
About tackling the problems of America first. Instead, this bill is a Ukraine first bill. It's a Ukraine first policy. According to the Ukraine First Party, which includes elites of both parties, war is good. War is useful. War profits make us stronger. Sounds a bit Orwellian. They say that war profits will build the defense industrial base. This is the part they used to say quietly. They used to whisper this. They used to never say it out loud, that war profits fund the defense industrial base, and by golly, we're going to be stronger the more war profits there are. According to the Ukraine First Party, war's not so bad. War profits make us stronger. Lost in this reprehensible argument is any sense of grief over the 500,000 dead, for the mothers and fathers weeping graveside. Little sense of grief, little sense of understanding that supporting and lauding grief is supporting and lauding the death of war. Missing from the war profits are good argument is any sense of compassion for the thousands of lives that will yet be lost by the prolongation of this war. If military contracts for 100,000 rifles are good, what about 1 million rifles? If military contracts for 1,000 tanks are good, what about 1 million tanks? If military contracts for 500 bombs are good, what about military contracts for 5,000 bombs? Missing from the argument that war profit is good, that the more armaments we sell, the better, is compassion for the deaths that we're talking about, the prolongation of war. You know, war doesn't end typically in victory. Almost all wars end in negotiated settlement. The longer there are unlimited war profits, the longer there are unlimited weapons being sent in Ukraine, the longer the war goes on, the more people who die. This is a grinder. It's a meat grinder over there. There are whole towns without young men. Do I think Russia's in the wrong? Of course they are. Are they the aggressor? Of course they are. Do I have sympathy for Ukraine? Absolutely. But we also are now funneling money to a country that has no elections. They've canceled their presidential elections. They've suppressed speech. They've banned certain opposition parties. They've banned certain opposition press. They've banned officials of opposition religion. Now, this should bother people, because it is said that American might and foreign aid is to express our power and our values. Are our values no elections? Are our values suppressing speech? What's become confusing even in our country, as the Democrat Party has become the party of censorship. They are the party that agrees that the Biden administration is okay to meet with the FBI, to meet with Homeland Security, and to meet in the offices of Twitter, meet in the offices of Facebook. They suppressed for over a year anybody who was willing to say that it looks like the virus came from a lab in Wuhan. That was suppressed for over a year, not just by private business, but by the government, by the Biden administration meeting, the FBI, Homeland Security, meeting with the tech companies. So it doesn't surprise me that they don't care too much. Just get the money out the door, even though in Ukraine, they're living under a regime where speech has been suppressed. What the American firsters, what the Ukraine firsters are really arguing for is an America Last policy. They're really arguing for a longer, bigger, more deadly war because it expands the profits of the defense industrial base. How despicable. How absolutely disgusting. They're saying the quiet part out loud. They're okay with war. The longer the war, the more profits, the stronger the American defense base. It's this circular argument. We're not sending the money to Ukraine. It's coming right back. It's coming back in the form of profits to the American arms merchants.
I think we can cut that off.
It's okay.
Thank you so much, Miss Lizzie. You know, Sister Nancy and dear Blood River Radio family, the only part he said that Rand Paul said that I totally disagree with, and you probably know what part of that is already, he said that he has sympathy for the Ukraine. Well, I do have a sympathy for the Ukrainian people, but Russia, they had no choice. All you people that listen to this program, I know you know that NATO was had creeped closer, 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 NATO being a.k.a. the United States and Israel. They were putting nuclear-powered weapons, super weapons, missiles within. They were getting ever closer, closer, closer to the Russians. They can hit Moscow within a matter of 5 to 10 minutes. They say that's the only place I disagree with him. So, Sister Nancy, break that down. Anything else you would like to do? Because we got about 5 minutes left. So go ahead, Sister Nancy.
Well, I think it was a fantastic audio, absolutely fantastic. I'm proud to be a Kentuckian when I have somebody like Rand Paul to represent the state. And, of course, Thomas Massey is another one of my heroes, and both good Kentuckians. I'll tell you something from American Free Press. It was kind of interesting. There were two brothers. They're Reuben brothers who actually trekked from Quito all the way through Matamoros, Mexico, along with the other migrants. And they videoed this this trek, and the video that they made was called U.S. Invasion Route Exposed, Entire Illegal Alien Pipeline Revealed. And it's on something called muckraker.com. I'm not familiar with it. I'm going to check it out. But the interesting part is, these two men, I have to commend them for doing this, to travel this entire route from Ecuador all the way through to Mexico. They were not stopped at the borders. They were not searched. They were not interrogated, or they were actually encouraged on this route. The only thing that happened to them, they were robbed by a cartel.
It's sad, but it's funny. It's funny as hell, but it's sad that it's true. It's true. You know, that's what that sheriff up there, what they're missing him, Mark. The sheriff needs to say, they need to, the sheriffs, all the United States of America, they need to send their people down to the border. But here's the problem. I'm going to wrap this up. It's too damn late to close the border. My solution, I'm going to give this solution right quick, like as fast as I can, and I got the solution down here. We have to emulate the Jews, our Jewish brothers that are so, they're chosen people. They couldn't be wrong. They executed over 66 million people in the Soviet Union in Eastern Europe, World War I and World War II. 66 million. People, you've heard me say, not many people have the stomach. Very, very few people have the stomach to do what was going to have to be done to get this country back. Because it's either us or them. They're going to execute us, or we're going to execute them. And I'm just saying, since the Jews are the chosen people and they did it first, we need to maybe think about that. And we need to make life such a living hell for these invaders. These invaders coming up here that are actually cutting heads off. One thing that Pastor Chuck Baldwin said, you're seeing anytime a true sign of that when these invaders are coming up here from Chile and Mexico, the drug gangs, their mark, wherever they go, wherever nation, is behead people. They behead people and they mutilate them. We had one in Memphis, Tennessee about a week ago. We really did. And Pastor Chuck mentioned two other people, Minnesota and I think California are beheading. We need to behead them. Just like Churchill said, he said, we need to exceed the savagery of the Hun. We need to exceed the savagery of these stupid politicians in our country. We need to exceed the savagery of these drug people and these illegal aliens. We need to make life such a living hell. We won't have to supply transportation for them. They'll be running as fast as their ass can go back to the Mexico to get the hell out of our. We're going to have to do what it takes, people. We can't sit on our ass anymore and go around and make these like perfume princes and make speeches all over the creation and write books. We have to get in the streets. We have to take over what our government will not do. And I've run completely out of time. Maybe I'll have some time later, but to get some, because all about solutions. But you know what, people, it's by God serious.
It really is. Anyway, people, we're going to transition now to the second hour. We're going to pick up Sister Nancy. Going to stay with us. We're going to pick up Sister Braveheart. We have a dynamite guest for you and are continuing to honor German Month. Be right back, folks.